Hello, this is Danny.
Hey, Danny, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing pretty well.
Good
I
to hear.
I was wondering how to get a hold of you. I got to save your number.
Oh, here, just here, right off the bat, let me shoot you a text right now with my direct line and extension. That's the number you're going to want to save, okay?
So,
is this a good time now for you?
I got about 11 minutes of driving, and I can talk for another minute after that.
Okay, awesome. So, have you considered what we talked about? Like, did you have any questions for me, first off?
I did, and I do want to pull the trigger. I just don't remember how much it costs.
$299 a month. That's month-to-month, no contracts, and it's a set flat rate. All right,
so I did remember. That's what I thought it was. All right, so we'll go ahead and do that. Can you remind me again exactly what comes with that?
Correct. Yeah, I'm going to do that right now. So I'm going to hit the timelines, too. That way you know when to expect everything, okay?
All right.
So day one at sign-up, we're going to give you access to a client dashboard. This is just a tracking and reporting system. So you can see, like, everything we're doing from one convenient location. That's also where you'll upload, like, your photos, videos, your logo for all your listings, okay? 7 to 10 days from startup, we're going to have you submitted to Google, Bing, Yahoo, Apple, and Meta, which is Facebook and Instagram. We're going to make you the owner of all those directories. We're just added on as a manager. That way we can optimize and, like, promote you on those directories.
And then in the future, if I want to do this less expensive, that doesn't belong to me, or I own those. Full ownership.
Full ownership. You own all those directories. You have full ownership. We're a manager on it.
Okay.
So if you were to leave us at any point, you don't lose any of your directories because that's why we make you the owner of them. We don't want to, like, hijack your listings, you know?
Right, and then after that, I would just be responsible for managing that.
Exactly, yeah. So you'll see, like, your rankings fall, your social media ads would come down, right? So you would have to do all that on your own if you were to leave us. Correct.
Okay.
7 to 14 days from sign-up, a lot happens, okay? For one, we're going to have a website up and running for you. Now, the website, while we're on the subject, if you were to leave us at any point, okay, we give you two options. You can either pay $99 to buy out the website, and then you have to host or maintain it yourself. There's, like, various hosting sites, okay? Or you could pay us $49 a month for us to continue hosting it. That just means maintaining it, keeping it up and running, okay?
You said $49?
$49, yeah, if you were to cancel with us for us to continue hosting the website. So we give you those two options, you know. I don't foresee you canceling. I know you're going to love this, but just so because we were on the subject, I thought I should bring it up, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Also in that 7 to 14 day mark, we're going to have your Google listing live and fully optimized. And we're going to have your social media ads running on Facebook and Instagram. Now, for you to rank on the first page of Google for all 20 keyword phrases we're targeting you for, the timeline we send you in writing for that, Danny, is 45 to 60 days from startup.
Okay.
All right. So let me verify the best email for you. It's still the miterbuilds@gmail.com, right?
That's correct.
All right. Perfect. And this phone number, so the 512-348-8225, that's the best number for your clients to reach you at, right?
That's correct.
Awesome.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
So I get 15 calls a day for people trying to help me activate my voice search.
Okay. Got it.
Are you able to do that?
That's part of this. So I've been hearing those, like, a lot frequently. So the voice search, like Amazon Alexa, right? Siri, like, for you to come up for those, you have to rank on Google. So, like, if you ask Siri, I hope my iPhone's gonna, like, talk to me, but if you ask Siri, where's the nearest gas station, it's going to be the gas stations that are on the first page and nearest to you. You know what I'm saying? So the whole voice search thing, I haven't heard really one good experience with it where somebody paid and, like, got results from it, because you need search engine optimization to rank there anyway.
So that's not necessarily what I want. All I really want is for those phone calls to end, man.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Okay.
So if I have to register myself to voice search, or if I that's the problem. I want them to not have me on their radar so they don't give me a fucking call.
I got you. Okay, so we have a solution for that. We have something here called call tracking numbers. They're optional. What we could do is we can attach it to your phone where it will forward to your phone, okay? We even give you an app where you're able to text from, like, your business line, but what happens is it cuts all those robo and spam calls out from coming to you.
Okay.
Okay? So I'll put that in, and it's included, no additional charge, too, all right? So call tracking number. All right. Glad you brought that up to me. Okay, business name, the way it's registered is Mitre Bills. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And I have an address for you, 404 Gemsbrook Road. Is that correct?
Gemsbach
Road. Yeah, that was going to be my next question. So you want the address hidden, right? Online?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll hide the address. So you'll still show on the maps, but it won't be your actual address. They'll just click to call you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And... okay, service radius, you put anywhere in Austin, in the greater Austin area, last time we talked. How far do you want to target?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
I lost you.
Oh, you're good, brother. How far do you want to target? Like your service radius.
So, from my house to South Austin is probably 20 to 30 miles. I would say, I don't know how far away Kyle is, but I don't want to go all the way to Kyle or Buda. I don't know if you're local. I don't want to go that damn far.
Kyle, Texas.
So, South Austin, so I would say probably
that's 54 miles away to Kyle.
Yeah, I don't want to go less than 50.
Okay, so you want to go to Austin, which is about, looks like 30 miles. So you're doing everything like... by Austin too, right? Like, probably gonna butcher this, but Fletcherville, on the way there's like Rock, Round Rock, right? Leander's to the west of you. Like everything on the way to Austin, right?
Yeah, and I would say on the way to Austin, and then when you go southwest of Austin, I'd go as far as Dripping Springs.
Dripping Springs. Okay. I see that right there. Okay. So we're gonna go as far south as like Sunset Valley, right? Is what it looks like?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, so as far south as Sunset Valley and as far west to Dripping Springs? What about, like, Bee Cave and all that? Like,
Yes.
Okay, all right, perfect.
100%
all right.
Bee Cave.
Are you going east at all or no?
Typically, I never get calls out there, but...
okay.
Yeah, so I'm open to it.
Okay, so hold on. Let me get west Dripping Springs, south to Sunset Valley, obviously, the main area is going to be that Austin. It's where it's, like, populated, right? And then, so east. How far east do you want to go? Like, to, like, McDade, Camp Swift, Thorndale? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, let me try to keep you on like that. What is that? Like, the 71? So, Bastrop. I'm going to do southeast to Bastrop, and then south north to Thorndale. Does that sound about right?
Sure.
Okay, all right, so Thorndale, and all right, Bastrop. Okay, got it. All right, and then talk to me about your services. What type of services? We have you listed for a handyman, and that's like a slew of different jobs. Like, what do you want to be targeted for specifically? Like, remodels, flooring, you tell me.
Remodels. I'm sort of torn on that. That's a tough question to ask because I've been trying to figure out if I should narrow my search to one or two things like that. And I've been thinking painting and remodels.
Painting. Okay.
Yeah, that's something that I might ask you to change.
Okay.
In the future, because I'm sort of like torn on that.
Yeah, what I'd recommend, I've had clients do it this way. They'll target the remodel, so like the kitchens, bathrooms, right? And then also they do the sub work in it too. So we target like the flooring, the cabinetry, the painting, the drywall. That way if somebody's just searching for that, they're able to call you too. Obviously the remodels are the best one to get, but the subcategory just kind of keep you busy in the meantime, you know, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that works. And, yeah.
Okay.
So
all right.
The subcategory number one would be painting.
Okay.
And then after that, it would be,
cabinets?
Yeah, I would say probably cabinets. Cabinets and finished carpentry.
There's also
exterior work like soffit and fascia repair.
Right.
That sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Soffit, fascia repair, gutters,
deck repair.
Right? Duck, decks.
No gutters.
No gutters? Okay, got it.
Nope.
Deck repair. Okay, any concrete?
No, I don't put concrete.
Okay. All right, so kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling. I got painting is the, like, first subcategory. Then I kind of put everything else together with cabinets, finished carpentry, soffit, fascia repair, deck repair. What about flooring and, like, countertops?
Flooring, yes. Countertops, no.
Okay. There we go. Perfect. Okay, you could always add to this too, Danny. Just for account purposes, Danny, what is your last name?
Olson is O-H-L-S-O-N.
O-H-L-S-O-N. Got it. O-H-L-S-O-N, right?
That's correct.
Perfect. And then Danny, is it Daniel?
It is, yeah.
Okay, perfect. The same thing with me. I'm Daniel, so I go by Dan. I get it.
Oh,
my
yeah.
Family actually calls me Danny. So.
Yeah.
All right, so next steps to this, what I need to do is secure billing info. I'm going to read a voice verification to you, just outlining our service agreement, that everything month to month here, no contract. And then, Danny, I'm going to schedule your client interview with one of our technicians. We'll do that for a time that works best for you. In that interview, that's where they go over, like, your keywords, color scheme of your website, your social media ads, etc. Okay? All right. So as far as the billing information goes, the card you'll be using to secure the position with today, is it Daniel Olson on the card, or is there a middle initial too?
The card that we'll be using, let me check.
Yes, sir.
It's got my middle in there, so it's going to be Daniel William Olson.
Okay, and it's not just a W, right? It's William spelled out?
Yep.
Okay, W-I-A-M, right?
I-A-M, that's correct.
All right, perfect. Thank God for spell check, man. I can't do them on names, but that was an easy one. A billing address, is it the same 404 Gemsbach Road?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Card, Danny, is it Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
Let me get it back.
Alright.
It is Visa.
Alright. Ready for that card number when you are, brother?
4530.
Mm-hmm.
4808.
Okay.
5921.
Okay.
7916.
Alright. Expiration?
08/27.
Alright. CVC code.
762.
All right, so what I'm doing now is coding out the card, signing the package to your technician, processing the payment, and I'm going to read this voice verification to you now. Heads up on the voice verification, Danny, it's going to ask you a few questions already asked. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Okay.
So Miter Builds, right?
Yep.
All right, perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Oh, you want me to? Oh, it's already going? Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah, it's already going. I'm just reading the script now for this part.
Okay. Miter Builds LLC. My
Perfect.
Name is Daniel William Olson,
mm-hmm.
and I'm the owner of that business.
Perfect. All right. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, I do agree.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is January 24th, 2025, in the non-refundable discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 24th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah, can you repeat those terms again, please?
From the start or just the billing part?
The billing part. I didn't get why I should call you guys 3 days before the billing cycle.
All the 3 days means is like because of weekends and holidays, right? So like your billing's on the 24th. Yeah, yeah. So, like, your billing's on the 24th, right? So, the next 24th is a Monday. So, if you call, like, on Sunday, we're not here. You know what I'm saying? So, that's why we put that 3 days in there, you know? If the 24th landed, like, on a Wednesday and you call Tuesday, you're golden. You know what I'm saying? So, it's just we throw that in because of weekends and holidays, just to be safe, you know?
Okay. Yeah, understood. Yes, I agree to that.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. All right, now, next step is that client interview. We block off an hour for this appointment. Usually, it takes about 30 minutes or so, okay? The soonest time, so they do have one 40 minutes from now, so at 11 a.m. Central. They have a 12 o'clock, 1 p.m., what is this, a 3, a 4, or a 5 p.m.? What time works best for you?
I have a hectic schedule.
Okay.
Let's just try noon, whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's for some sort of consultation moment?
Yeah, so the call is super important. They're going to go over, like, your keywords, the color scheme of your website. They'll ask, like, a questionnaire on your business, like if you have a slogan, main goal for your clients. It's just so we could set everything up properly. So it's a really important phone call.
Okay. Yeah, let's try it at noon someday.
Okay. Wait, you said noon today, right?
Oh, today.
Yeah.
Let's see. We'll try 5 o'clock. How long does it last?
It usually takes about 30, 45 minutes.
That'll work. And what's, do you have anything a little earlier than 5? Because I'm probably going to wrap up at work.
I do. We have a 4 p.m.
Let's try 4 instead.
Okay. So you're going to get an email calendar invite right now. It'll say Local Splash on it, CI, which just means client interview, and EN for English, okay? 1 hour before the appointment, you'll get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming, okay? And this appointment, it's going to come from our 877 number, the same number I texted you, okay? As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to the technician. Okay. If I am on the phone, they call on their own though to make sure we don't like miss the appointment. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Just a few more questions for the tech side too. They want to know your preference. Do you normally prefer phone calls, emails, or texts from us?
Let's try text messages.
All right. Text preferred. Perfect. All right. And I already have the radius. Business, is it currently insured?
It is.
All right, awesome. All right, and I forget. Do you have a business Facebook page?
No.
Okay,
oh,
we're going to create...
Yeah, I do.
You do? Okay. All right, let me find it real quick. If you didn't have one, we'd create you one and make you the owner of it. But since you have one, they'll send you a manager request. That way we can run the ads through it. So give me one sec. Here it is. I got it. Miter Builds. Perfect. Let me just attach it. Okay. Last thing, too. So we sent you some emails. I know you're pulling up to a job. Do you have time to pull those up now or?
Emails? Let me see.
Yeah. So the first one you want to pull up is the local splash initial invoice.
Okay. Splash. Initial invoice. I got it open.
All right. Fifth line down, there's going to be a blue hyperlink. Go ahead and click that where it says click here. Should say please.
Access your dashboard is the only hyperlink I see. Fifth line down. Oh, here you go. Click here. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So when you click that, it's going to take you to a screen that says local splash terms of experience.
Yeah.
This is everything you're paying for in writing. Okay. It's everything I went over with you. The only things not included on here are Google Ads, Google Guaranteed, and Yelp Ads. Those are like upgraded services. So you could take your time to review all this, okay? At the bottom, after you reviewed everything, it's going to have you check a few boxes. Certifying you're an authorized user on the card, agreeing to receive text messages. And then once you type your name in and hit confirm on the bottom, it's going to take you to a username and password screen, okay? That is for your tracking and reporting system. Your username and password is going to be in your welcome to local splash email. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, the last email to you. So the welcome to local splash has your login credentials, like your username and password to log into your tracking system. There's another email that will say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Those pictures are not used for your like website. It's used to do an advanced verification on Google. Okay.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time signing my name and clicking it because the screen on my phone won't go low enough to...
You got to turn it sideways.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, they're trying to fix that. My bad, I should have told you.
No, you're good. It wanted me to put Daniel instead of Danny.
Yeah, it has to be the way the name is on the card. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put my middle name in there.
Yep. And then here, I'll have your username and password ready. Just to make it easier on you.
Okay. There we go. All right. So I'm in the next page now. And the username?
Username's your phone number, no spaces. So 512-348-8225.
Okay.
All right. Password's going to be all lowercase letters, so no capitals and one word. I'm going to say it, then spell it. It's a get local. So G like go. E like echo, T like tango, local. So L like Larry, O like Oscar, T like Charlie, A like Alpha, L like Lima.
Okay.
And just let me know if that gets you in. Should.
Nope. Let me try it again. Get local.
Yes, sir. All lowercase letters. So no capitals, no spaces.
Five one two three four eight eight two two five. No, it's not letting me in.
Not letting you in. Weird. Okay, hold on.
So let's try G E T S or Z.
No, no S. Just get. So G E T.
Oh, just get.
Yeah,
oh,
and then local. Yeah.
Okay, let's try again.
It's probably my bad.
No, you're all good. It sounded like there was an S in there. Oops. Looks like your subscription is not active.
Okay. They've been doing that. They actually have a card in for that. I was hoping it was fixed. So it's a brand new account. So by your client interview, it should be, your dashboard should be like, fully active and ready to roll. Okay. So don't worry about activating the subscription because it's already active. I promise you. The last email is going to be the action needed email. Now, you have to be able to go into your dashboard to do that, though. So over the weekend, you'll see a pictures that they're going to want. It'll be like work truck, right? Business insurance, like business card, yada, yada, yada. Anything you have on there, you do want to submit it. Anything you don't, you just skip it. And we submit that directly to Google for an advanced verification. It just gets you faster placement on Google.
Okay. Sounds
okay.
Good.
And if you, Danny, if you ever have questions with this stuff too, just call me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Our hours were 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. If I'm on the phone with another client, I'll always call you back right after I'm off the phone with them. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, brother. Congratulations. I look forward to being your account lead on this. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you. All right. Talk to you later.
Bye. Sounds good.